well, 1969, you were considered to be a man of mystery. Although I've only ever been staring out of this bookshop window for the last 30 years, buying more books than I could ever sell. My shop is open 7 days a week, 9 till 6, and I've never taken a holiday. Very odd behaviour. I only ever buy my groceries from the supermarket at the top of the road. I always take The Guardian, and I never listen to anything other than Radio 3. Exactly. People are convinced that there must be more to you than meets the eye. But who are these people who take such an interest in me? Other booksellers? Customers? The rumours are persistent. The received wisdom is that you once worked for the secret services. So by your silence, the authorities gave you enough money to open your shop. Clark laughed out loud. And a private income, so that I wouldn't have to earn a proper living, only in my wildest dreams. You were known to speak half a dozen European languages. Doesn't everyone? The young man smiled. I know that I do. You seem to know a lot about me, but I still don't know you. Really? Really? I've been asking around. I had to make sure I'd found the right Edward Clark, the man who had once known Terence Hammond. You have found the right Edward Clark. I spent one night of passion with Terence, and then he was out of my life.